Hello everyone. We are here at day four, ascending to the kingdom on the road to Shavuot. And I don't know about you, but these days have been so impactful to me. The things that are being posted on band and the songs, the encouragement, all of that has just been impactful. Well, today I've turned my attention to Psalm 123's It's an ascending psalm, and I want to read a few verses from it. It says, I raise my eyes to fix my gaze on you, for your throne resides in the heavens. Just as the eyes of servants closely watch the hand of their masters, just as a maid carefully observes the slightest gesture of her mistress, in the same way, we look to you, Eternal One, waiting for our God to pour out his mercy upon us. And as I read that, I raised my eyes. I thought, you know, for myself, that means I lift my focus. I raise up the level of my attention. And I ask myself the question, who holds my attention? What am I staring at? What captivates me? It goes on to say that your throne is in the heavens, which means your throne is above me. You are enthroned in the heavens. And that he is king over all that I see, all that I don't see, but that he is king. And that as I raise my gaze, as I set my attention and affection on those things that are above, I'm also raised. That sounds like a familiar verse, I know, setting our affections on things that are above. I'm closely watching the master, like Yeshua's Talmudim, how they watched the one who came from above closely. And then he sent them out to do what they had seen him do, like they had seen him do it. His slightest gestures, your slightest gestures, Yah, I want to imitate. They may seem unimportant at the time, but everything he does is purposeful. Yeshua, his disciples said to him one day, we did what you did today, but we weren't able to cast the devil out. And he looked at them and he said, ah, but this kind won't leave that way. There must be fasting and prayer. See, that's one of those slightest acts or gestures that you might think that's just the way he did it. No, he did everything for a purpose. And so I want to take note of what he did and how he did it. I want to take note of what he's doing and how he's doing it. I want to be lifted up as we gaze and as we observe, as we wait. May Yah pour out his mercy upon us and raise us up to be like him. I want to fix my gaze, looking for him daily, watching for him, asking, how should I do this? Or how would you react, Yeshua? How would you handle this situation? And what are your priorities today? And what's my next move? And what's on your mind? And I want to acknowledge that I've got my eyes fixed on you. I can make that decision. I can make that declaration because I don't want to see things from my pain. I don't want to see things from the pain of my past mistakes. I don't want to see things based on the way they've been done from my past experiences, from what happened or didn't happen, from my life or disappointments or wrong perceptions or my doubts or my fears or even others' perceptions and perspective for me. I want to see things from his perspective, and so I want to keep my focus on him. I want to redirect. If my focus is improperly placed, I want to redirect my focus to him and on him, and so I want to fix my gaze that way. And I, you know, daily I've kind of had different little songs, or I want to say tunes more so than songs, And there are just ways that it helps me to remember a thought or a truth that was imparted and shared with me that day. But anyway, I got these words and I didn't really have a tune to go with them, but I just want to share them with you anyway. And it says, "You are God, you are King, you are Lord of everything. King of my life, Lord of my heart, I raise my gaze to where you are. I raise my gaze to where you are. I watch your hand, observe your grace. I see the smile upon your face. You walk on water, you speak to trees, and you show mercy above all of these. You set the pace, you set the pace. I raise my gaze and you set the pace." Amen. Blessings to you today in Yeshua's name. Blessings to you.